We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And they're an out away. Very likely the 8th seed in a year where 8 teams get in each league. But right now they don't care one bit about that. So now with a runner on, it'll be Aaron Hicks. On the way, swing and a miss, he got it. Rafael Dolis finishes it off, and the Blue Jays are headed to the postseason.
Dan Shulman with the call on Sportsnet. The Buffalo Jays are going to the playoffs. It is Football Friday. More football, Bills, Rams talk coming up. Phone lines remain open. You can join us too, 803-0550. Nate Geary in for Jeremy. Jeremy's back on Monday. Thanks for hanging out with us this morning. But we need to get a little Jays talk in with Brian Koziol on our West Her Hotline. This Blue Jays update with Brian brought to you by Taco Bell, the Taco Burrito Cravings Pack. Get it for the friends that get it, only at Taco Bell. Hey, Brian Koziol, what's it like to cover a playoff team?
Yeah, pretty cool. I mean, what a cool moment last night it was. But I guess I would say it wasn't, you know, it didn't fit the normal script. It still was weird that there's no crowd celebration.
Yeah,
there's no extra loud noise in the stadium. The Blue Jays were pretty reserved when the game was over, I guess, compared to maybe what we've seen with other celebrations before. You know, maybe just a little extra, you know, a little extra hug. You know, at the end of the game, they come out and just kind of do the handshake line, but there's a little extra kind of hugging going on at that point. But they did stay on the field. And they got T-shirts and they got hats and they took a team picture, and it was a nice moment. And Charlie Montoya afterwards was pretty emotional about it for him. He obviously had said, like, look, you know, our team and our world has gone through a lot this year. And he said for us to accomplish something professionally that he's been working for his whole life, he said, you know, that was obviously a great thing for him.
Yeah, I was curious. You know, Brian, the whole not only no fans in the stands, but of course you're not even in your home stadium. And then I'm like, do they go in the clubhouse and have a socially distanced champagne celebration? Like, it just, right, it wasn't your typical celebration, but it was big because this Jays team, I don't think people were talking about them, even with the expanded postseason, as a playoff team. They're young, they're going to go through some growing pains, the future looks bright, but boom, here you are in the postseason right away.
Yeah, they're definitely young. And, I mean, we've talked about all their young stars, a lot of them that we've seen play with the Bisons of recent times here. But, I mean, yeah, I think they were ahead of the game, no doubt about it. I was watching and reading a little when I got back home last night of just what some of the other, like, analysts on Major League Baseball Network were thinking about it. And they were saying, yeah, that, like, Toronto might be a year or two ahead of where they thought they would be. Now, this doesn't mean that they're going on to the World Series, obviously. Expanded playoffs, you've got some work to do. But this is a good step in the right direction. And their offense, especially at home, has carried them quite a bit. They scored a ton of runs. And ironically enough, last night it was their pitching that did it. And their star pitcher in Hyunjin Ryu, a Blue Jays starter, has not gone 7 innings all year. And he pitched 7 innings, a shutout ball, against maybe arguably the toughest offensive lineup in baseball, and he was perfect in a clutch situation.
This has got to be, going forward, Brian, again, when baseball returns to normal, you get to 162 games, but for now, what do you think the importance is for playoff experience for the younger guys, the Guerreros and the Bichettes and the Biggios and the younger players on this team to go through this?
Yeah, I think it's important, but I like what Charlie Montoya said about just, like, he's like, look, we had to face more adversity than any baseball team this year. He said, you know, we didn't know where we were going to play. We were told anywhere between like 4 to 5 different cities. He goes, we end up in Toronto. We think we're home. We're working out there. Then we're not. He goes, you know, then we end up coming here. And he said, let's face it. He goes, you know, we had questions coming here. He goes, arguably, you know, so. And he goes, guys have settled in. They've made, well, he's like, we've traveled more than anybody. We've played more road games than anybody. Because remember, the first few weeks, they played all road games.
Yep.
And he said, of course, all these guys are going through what everybody's going through in 2020, being separated from your families, going through COVID procedures. Like, this is tough. He goes, there should be no pressure left on us now. He goes, we are going to be going in with kind of that underdog mentality. So he was very quick to right away tell his young guys, he said in the room, look, the pressure's off. This is the time to have fun. He goes, we're going to enjoy every single minute of it. He goes, now let's go have some fun and win. So I think that's a good attitude to take with a really young team.
I think, you know, you mentioned what they went through, not just the adversity of not having a home stadium, basically, but they went through a whole bunch of injuries too, you know, and I think you look at some of the issues with the pitching staff, not necessarily Nate Pearson because he was struggling a little bit, but a couple other guys, and then position players, right? And Tellez went down and Hernandez went down, and was it Bichette was out
Bichette
for a while?
Was down.
And they
yep.
overcame all that stuff and have a winning record.
Yeah, I think it's impressive, no doubt. I mean, that was probably 3 of their 4 best offensive players that you mentioned that were hurt and for significant. And Tellez is still hurt, and there's a chance that Tellez could be available for at-bats come postseason. You mentioned Nate Pearson, who was supposed to be maybe a bigger piece of the pitching staff this year. He was available last night. He's been throwing BP all week.
Mm-hmm.
I would guess, especially now that these games are less meaningful in the standings, that we will see Pearson get in this final weekend series here with Baltimore to get them in and see if Pearson can kind of be a bigger factor coming in. But you're right, they've had injuries, there's no doubt, so they've had to overcome that too.
Not that Major League Baseball is coming to Buffalo, but I guess one thing you learned is that this would be the proverbial hitter's park, right?
Absolutely. Especially on nights when the wind is coming off the lake, which it did quite often. Boy, did the hitters love left field. How many home runs off that left field screen? It seemed as though every night there was a few going out from everybody. Danny Jansen, 2 home runs in the previous game on Wednesday. Everybody got in on the act. There's no doubt about it. I don't know if visually these guys, maybe it just feels smaller because in a major league stadium, even though the dimensions are essentially the same, there's a whole bunch of seats behind it, remember? And,
yeah.
You know, there's structures and there's scoreboards. There's nothing, obviously, behind the majority of the outfield seating. So I'm wondering if just visually it looks closer, they go up with confidence. And I'm sure also, too, there's a piece that 3/4 of the lineups on most nights played there. So they do have a little comfort zone with playing at Salem Field, I think, from their previous experience with the Bison.
I think you're right, honestly, because, you know, from the very first game they played there, just watching it, as you mentioned, and in fact, I think you even brought it up that maybe the first time we had you on. Hey, just so you know, the dimensions are major league dimensions, but you felt like bandbox. Like you felt, oh, my God, major league players are playing in a bandbox, and maybe because of the giant screens out there, it's almost got a little monster, like the green monster feel. Like it almost feels like it's so close, you just have to get it up in the air.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. Yeah, I mean, if you the Yankees, the Red Sox, Camden Yards, like, I mean, the 3 stadiums in the AL East that probably Toronto plays at more than anybody, like, down the lines and down there in left field, like, the wall is farther. And you mentioned that with Boston. I think that kind of is a visual thing for them that's got to give them a little advantage. But, yeah, I mean, I think overall, I mean, where this goes next, I mean, the likely opponent, if kind of things kind of stay where they're at, is Tampa Bay. And they're obviously a very, very good team. We could see the AL West winner maybe scoot up there. The AL Central now, who knows what's going to happen. There's 3 teams now that are involved. So the opening opponent could be tough. But look, these are shorter round series coming up to start with. So anything can happen. You know, it's not a 7-game series until you get all the way to the ALCS. So you never know what can happen, though, even though Toronto might go in labeled as the underdog.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed covering the Jays, and actually, they're still home this weekend anyway. But thanks for coming on with us this morning. Appreciate it, Brian.
Thanks, guys. Maybe we'll talk next week during the playoff.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah. All right. Enjoy your weekend, sir.
Thanks, Howard. You too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.